This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. A weak close in the US markets. The indices were down close to about 0.5% to 1.5% on the NASDAQ as the US 10-year bond yields rise to levels of 1.49%. It closed finally at 1.47%, but this rise from 1.4 to almost 1.5% spooked the markets, and there was a correction that we saw in global markets. Asia is too weak this morning. The SGX Nifty is down over 1%. The question is whether that dip gets being bought into, because the bulls have had control of this market. We've done well in the last 3 days. There is momentum on the buying side. In fact, if I'm just stacking up the performance from Monday to Wednesday so far this week, the Indian markets have outperformed the peers. The Nifty is up 5%. The mid-cap index is up 5.5%. Compare that to the Dow, which is actually down 0.4%, or to the NASDAQ, which is down 1%. In the Asian market picture, you've got the Hang Seng up 3%. The Korean market's up 1.5%. So basically, in the last 3 days, the Indian markets have had the momentum on its side on the way up. And the question is whether this dip that the SGX Nifty is providing early on in the morning gets being brought into. What is positive has been this FI buying. Yesterday, they bought over 2,000 crore in the cash market, 4,400 crore in the futures and options space. And there was buying by both FIs as well as DII. So DIIs too bought 400 crore in the cash market. So that seems to be the reason for the strength that we're seeing in the Indian market. A lot of the buying was concentrated in Reliance Industries yesterday with 1,400 crore of delivery volumes. Today, of course, you've got this weekly options expiry, so that will be critical. And what we've seen in the last 3 days is different sectors are providing leadership. So yesterday, it was metals and Reliance. The previous day, it was autos and IT, which led from the front. On Monday, it was banks, which saw buying interest. So different sectors are propping up the markets. And consequently, we've had this strength in the markets, and the Nifty's well above that 15,000. Mark. Let's see. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a dip in the morning. Whether that gets, bought into remains the big question. The big stock to focus on today is going to be Adani Ports. They have completed the acquisition of Gangavaram Ports. This is something that, the street was anticipating. They've bought the stake from Warburg. Keep your eye on that particular stock. With that, I'm going to wrap up on this. Thanks so much for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.